Every night, when I'm about ready to drift off to sleep, he comes awake. About 10:45, I hear him start to stir.
Hey, would you knock it off down there? Do you mind? I got a date up here tonight. I got a date.
Who's the broad?
Will you please show a little respect? This is not some broad. This is a woman with whom I'm having an intimate liaison. Well, as it turned out, the woman's starting to freak out because the tow monster down there, you know, she thought it was just a joke like on the radio. You know, she never realized that at 10:45, 11 o'clock, this thing had come alive. Thus, complicating our evening's lovemaking.
Don't mind me down here. Y'all go ahead and tear it up. I'll provide background music. Go ahead, Grease. Get it. I'm in the mood for love simply because you're near me.
Hey, spare us, please. Spare us.
Come on. A little romance. Tall and tan and young and handsome.
Oh, geez. Well, wouldn't you know? There I was. You see, I can tune him out. He doesn't interrupt me at all. I don't lose a stroke over that thing, but this thing that I'm with says, I gotta go to the bathroom. I said, I'm sorry, baby, you can't go to the bathroom because the second you swing your legs over the bed to make it into the porcelain convenience, he'll be on you like a big dog. I mean, you can go to the bathroom if you want to limp there on bloody stumps. My advice to you is to hold it till morning. She said, but I can't, I'll just die. I said, all right, well, let me show you my technique. I don't suppose we could have a tinkle truce down there.
No way, Jose. You put your feet over the edge of that bed, and those toes are mine.
Well, I didn't think so. All right, here's what I do. I stand up in the bed like this, and then I jump from the bed over to the dresser. Because I knock all that junk off, but what the hey? And now it's a short jump from the dresser here to the porcelain convenience. Okay. See? No fuss, no muss. And I'm in here. Drain that thing, drain that thing. Yeah, best I can, drain that thing. Yeah, buddy. All right. Now you go back. You just jump on the dresser. Whoops, a little too much speed here. Yeah. All right, and then... A quick jump from the dresser here to the bed. What? Yeah. And here I am. See? No fuss, no muss. Oh, she looked at me. She said, my God, are you nuts? I can't do that. I can't leave from the bed to the dresser. Suppose I don't make it. Suppose I slip off. Suppose he bites my toes. My God, I had a career ahead of me. A career. I can't go somewhere with bloody mangled stumps. I said, well, in that case, little darling, we'll have to break out the coffee can. Have to break out the coffee can. Hey, baby. Break it out.
Goody. Can I watch?
No, you can't watch, please. Well, thank you to shut up. Shut up down there. She said, but I don't think I can. I said, baby. What do you mean, you know, you just told me it was an emergency. What do you mean you can't? Here's the coffee can. Do your business. She said, well, I think I have to do them both. I said, I don't care. Just do your business. And you shut up down there, all right?
All right. Has she started yet? Oh, yeah, I think she has. Go ahead, baby. Blop, blop. Fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hey, She was so embarrassed. I said, don't worry, baby. I'll make some camouflage noise so he can't be listening to everything that's going on. And I sang her this song as she did her little business. There you go. No fuss, no muss. All right. Give me the can here. Yeah, give me the can there. All right, Hotshot. You get to guard the can tonight. You're always looking for gifts. Here's a gift for you. Good night. Lights out. Here's the can.
When you know, Swiss mocha.